Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
What to do when you're a Muslim celebrating Ramadan and you have a full month of fasting and then gathering and celebrating in the evening, but you can't really gather because of coronavirus.
Food and gathering is a huge part of the holy month of Ramadan.
So how are people celebrating this year? And what foods are they eating? This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Salima Sasswell, who is on the Mayor's Commission on Faith-Based and Interfaith Affairs. She's also founder and executive director of the Philadelphia Ramadan and Eid Fund. So, Salima, what do you say during Ramadan? Do you say Happy Ramadan, or what is the proper greeting?
You can say Happy Ramadan, but it's often said to us Ramadan Mubarak or Ramadan Kareem, which means the same thing, Happy Ramadan.
So Mubarak and Kareem mean like happy, joyous?
Yes, joyous Ramadan.
Okay, so fill everybody in on what Ramadan is.
Ramadan is a holy month which lasts 29 or 30 days on the Islamic calendar. And it is a month of devotion. It is a month in which we abstain from eating and other things that we enjoin and partake in for the rest of the year. Those things that when we abstain from them, we are reminded of just how fortunate we are. It's a holy month around the remembrance of God. And so we fast from sun up until sundown. We don't have water. We don't have food from sun up until sundown for, again, 29 or 30 days. And at the end of the holy month of Ramadan, we have the big celebration of Eid al-Fitr, which closes the end of the fast.
So would you say that Ramadan is like one of, if not the most important holiday on the Muslim calendar?
I wouldn't say it was the most important. That's the debatable. The second Eid, Eid al-Adha, is the greater Eid and really the greater holiday in Islam. But the holy month of Ramadan is definitely up there in the list of very, very, very important holy months during the Islamic calendar.
So you are fasting during the day. So as we're heading into the summer months, this must be a difficult time because the sun doesn't go down until later this time of the year.
Yeah, so it's a longer fasting day and it gets to be a little bit difficult, but it is something that we are all very used to because we operate on the lunar calendar, it rotates. So we will get to a point where Ramadan is in the winter and that the breaking of the fast is around 4:30 p.m. But right now it's a longer day and we look forward to these longer days because it gives us more time to worship and just spend time reflecting on the things that we have so much of a bounty throughout the full course of the year.
And tell me about the break fast. So every day of the month, every night of the month, you have a break fast.
And that's the iftar. So every night of the month of Holy Ramadan, we have iftar, which is the closing of the day. At sunset, we first break our fast with a date and water or some small fruit, but the tradition is to break your fast with a date and water. And then we do our prayer, and then we come back and we have our dinner festivities, which before the COVID-19, it was very custom that we would gather at the mosque and break bread together. But now we're doing things like making sure that meals are available so folks can take it home to their family. It's called the grab and go iftar style that we've been doing. But there's just food and gathering is a huge part of the holy month of Ramadan.
So this leads into your work as founder and executive director of the Philadelphia Ramadan and Eid Fund, right? So yes. What you were mentioning was some of the work that you're doing to make sure that people have the celebratory foods to break the fast.
Yes, absolutely. Now, we're doing a lot of things because we, during Ramadan, one of the things that is very important for Muslims to do is to give charity and to remember to give unto others what we would want to be given unto ourselves, and to share what's best for our brothers is what's best for ourselves. And we like to share and give a lot during the month of Ramadan. And so, yes, we have a daily charity drive with Senator Sharif Street. The Philadelphia Ramadan and Eid Fund is one of the co-organizers and sponsors of that. So we won't only be feeding fasting Muslims. We will be feeding those in need in the community who have a general need to aid their hunger in the community. And so there's that on a daily basis. We want to give out 6,000 meals during the month of Ramadan, and we're having distributions on 30 days consecutively during the month of Ramadan. We're also on Monday, Tuesdays, and Fridays at Masjid Al-Aqsa, my mosque, we are going to be giving away grab-and-go, doing the grab-and-go iftar dinners. And for the end of the month, we have some great giveaways for the actual ending of the month, the Eid al-Fitr celebration.
I guess if people are part of your mosque, they know about the Eid grab-and-goes. But what about other people that might want to either help to give food or to get food? How do you contact those people?
Well, we are on social media. We're Philly Ramadan and Eid on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So on a daily basis, we're posting where we are and what the items are that we are giving away as a service to the community. We also, through our partners, Philabundance and other elected leaders, like I said, such as Senator Sharif Street, State Representative Joanna McClinton, State Representative Darisha Parker is also another ally in this work. We are all posting on social media, making flyers available in the community, and making sure that the word is out there so that we can distribute everything that we have to offer in the community during this holy month.
How has COVID played into all of this?
Well, COVID has played a big deal into all of this, because one of the most custom acts of worship during the month of Ramadan is gathering, and we break bread together. We come together for prayer, for reading, for the reading of the Quran, which we read one part of the Quran for each 30 day of Ramadan. So since we have COVID-19, we're at a time where we have to social distance to be safe. And we have definitely incorporated that into how we worship and how we serve community. And so instead of gathering at the masjids and at local community centers for dinner and for prayer and for talks, we are now making a lot of those things accessible online, and also distributing food in the communities and at the masjid so that folks can enjoy their Ramadan at home, in the safety of their homes with their families. And the same thing for the Eid holiday that closes out the month.
I remember when you kicked off the Philadelphia Ramadan and Eid Fund on the greenery in front of the Please Touch Museum, and that was such a huge celebration. What a difference a couple of years makes, huh?
Oh, yes. In 2019, we had our inaugural citywide iftar dinner at the Please Touch Museum, which hosted hundreds of Muslim leaders and elected leaders in the Philadelphia region. But also, we had our end of Ramadan festival for Eid al-Fitr. It was called Philadelphia Eid in the Park. And we want to produce this grand event again for the community. Last time we had in 2019, We had over 15,000 community members of diverse background, just all walks of life and diverse background, who came out to fellowship and to spend time with us, to eat with us, to pray with us. And it was just a remarkable day that was just promoting unity across the city, and it promoted unity across ethnic backgrounds within even the Muslim community. And so we're hoping to do that again, maybe next year, keeping our fingers crossed to see how life is going and how safe it is to hold such larger events, inshallah.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people looking forward to gathering again. How do you, as an observant Muslim, how do you do that according to Muslim law when you can't gather?
Well, you do the best you can. Our God is a forgiving God. And mostly in our religion, we hold ourselves accountable for our intentions. And so if the intention is good, and we are making our intentions to observe the fast, we're doing the things that we can possibly do. The biggest thing is the individual relationship between yourself and God. And so you can do that in a way that you also observe the social distance guidelines and the stay-at-home orders that really are still in place. I mean, there are still orders that we should not convene, and we should shy away from convening in large groups and things like that. And I think that is a part of paying back a debt back to society, and that falls in line with our worship and our commitment to all of humanity. And so I think that there is definitely a high level of opportunity to worship in spite of the restrictions that we have based upon the pandemic.
But the idea of another Philadelphia Eid in the park, is that what keeps you going?
Next time, you know, my faith in my Lord and my religion keeps me going. But I would be really, really happy to produce another Philly Eat in the Park festival. It was just so well attended, and it was so well received by community, the community at large, the Muslim community as well. And we're looking forward. And there are other folks that will have celebrations. There are other folks that will have smaller celebrations during Ramadan and after Ramadan for Eid. People are starting to come out more and more, and we applaud that. We applaud any safely socially distanced and well-managed and organized events where the community is benefiting from that. So right now, as an organization, we think that we're still in a very, very important space where we have to remain safe, and we have to be vigilant about that. And so we have taken the position to not host any public events just yet. But there is plenty of opportunity to worship the Lord and to worship Allah and to do all of the things that are really highly looked upon in the religion of Al-Islam during the month of Ramadan.
So being that this is a food segment, tell me about some of the cultural traditional foods. You mentioned the dates, and also I understand there are all different backgrounds of Muslims that might break the fast in different ways.
Absolutely. So I always say that Islam has the most diverse group of followers. And so in the Muslim community, you have African Muslims, African American Muslims, Arab Muslims, South Asian Muslims, Hispanic Muslims. And so within each one of those groups of Muslims, you have the foods that are traditional to families. And so in the African American Muslim community, you could get served soul food, fried chicken and macaroni and cheese. If you're going to one of the Middle Eastern masjids, you might get biryani and falafel or different types of foods from across the world. It's very, very, diverse. And it's something that is one of the reasons why we look forward to gathering during the month of Ramadan, because we get to enjoy all the great foods. And there's still a way of doing that meaningfully during the month of Ramadan.
Tell me about what that's like to gather after a day of fasting, to celebrate, to be joyous.
Oh, it's amazing. It's one of the things that we look forward to. It's the things that as a born and raised Muslim growing up in Islam, it's something that I always looked forward to, was going to the masjid, sharing time after a long day's work or a long week of work, sharing time with the brothers and sisters in the community. There's always just so much love and so much piety and positive energy during the month of Ramadan. and Muslims really, really look forward to the month of Ramadan. It's our holy month, but it's also it's a celebratory month, and it's a time where we all take and reflect and just try to be better individuals, and not just for ourselves, but for the people around us and for the communities that we serve and that we represent. And so I think that it's always a really great time.
I hate to say this, but do you have any tips on getting through the fast?
Oh, you know what? It's tips on getting through the fast. Well, people don't recognize that we also don't drink. So pacing yourself, getting the rest that you need. And if it's too hot out, kind of staying indoors, it's a good time of the year for Ramadan. It's really nice outside. We're having good weather right now. So I think that just pacing yourself, taking good care of yourself, drinking when there are times that you can eat before the sun comes up, when the sun comes down, properly hydrating yourself, taking your vitamins and doing the things that you need to do to appropriately take care of your body so that you don't run out of steam, because it is a 29 or 30 day month based upon the traditional sighting of the moon. And so it's something that, you know, can be taxing on the body and the mind also. But I think that just remaining focused and taking good care of yourself and being intentional in that is I think very good tips.
I imagine if you're observing, you are not sleeping in. You're like waking up with the sun to like get that first meal in, huh?
That's right. That's right.
I'm going to ask you the most difficult part about Ramadan and then the best part about it.
There really isn't anything difficult about the month of Ramadan for me. I know that sounds really cheesy, but I can't say anything that's difficult about it. And the best thing about it is the peacefulness and the call to remembrance. For me, is to have that connection to God in a way that probably wouldn't focus on doing all of my reading and my praying in the way that I do. So for it to be such a spiritual time, it's always beneficial to me and to the other Muslims that I know that practice Ramadan.
How can people get involved with the Philadelphia Ramadan and Eid Fund? And what is there to do?
We always need volunteers. All of these food distributions are daily job. And when the close of Ramadan happens also, and we have our giveaways and we're going to be giving out Eid bags and toys and decor and food, we always need volunteers to help us with our distributions to community. So you can register to be a volunteer on our website PhillyRamadanAndEid.org is the website. And so you can go to our website. You can go to any of our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter pages. PhillyRamadanAndEid.com is how you can find us.
And do you have anything else you want to tell us about events happening throughout the month that you haven't mentioned, or anything happened towards the end of the celebration?
Well, there is a few community groups that have there's going to be a celebration the Saturday after Ramadan. I believe it's going to be at the Claire Muhammad Park that some local Muslims are organizing, and they want to do an event where they do a lot of giveaways to community, and they have spoken word and different artists from the youth that are going to come out. And so I'm looking forward to see what happens with that. You should stay posted and stay on our page, because we will make announcements about that event. I know that we have partnered with an organization called Hello Holy Days. They are nationally recognized for their Ramadan and Eid arts and crafts, and they have partnered with the Philadelphia Ramadan and Eid Fund to give out 500 gift bags for Eid across the city of Philadelphia. So we will be doing that at the end of the month of Ramadan. And there are more things that are in the plans of development that if you stay tuned to our webpage or our social media pages, you'll learn more about.
All right, Salima, anything else you want to add?
Nothing at this time. Thank you so much, Hadas, for having me. You always do such great stories on the Muslim communities that I love and that I serve. And I'm just so excited about Ramadan 2021. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing our stories.
Absolutely. Is there anything else you want to say about the Philadelphia Muslim community?
The Philadelphia Muslim community, I would say, is a robust community that has been around for a long time now, that has made many contributions to our city and state government. And I love to see the Muslim community thrive as it has. You're seeing a passing of the baton, like at Masjid Allah. We recently got a new imam last year. And the imam is like my age in early 40s. And I'm seeing the passing of the baton in that now the pioneers of the local Muslim communities and our elders are taking a seat back and kind of advising us more on how to lead. And I think that that is remarkable. And I think it's a huge part of the history of the city of Philadelphia. And I'm looking forward to seeing it highlighted more often.
So there's going to be more after coronavirus, because let's just summarize here. You held your first inaugural Eid in the Park in 2019, and then 2020 was coronavirus. 2021 is coronavirus. And you're going to get back at it, because coronavirus is going to be over, right?
Yeah. And even in 2020, we did a lot of food distributions. We did our Philadelphia Ramadan and Eid Fund Meals on Wheels and Family Fund program, where we had families register and we literally drove all around the general region, the greater Philadelphia region, delivering packages of joy and food and gifts and toys and love all over the city. And so we're still very active doing the work that we need to do to serve the communities.
So once again, if people want to connect with you, how can they do so?
PhillyRamadanAndEid.org. Also, they can go to any one of our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Philadelphia Ramadan and Eid Fund.
Salima Sasswell is a member of the Mayor's Commission on Faith-Based and Interfaith Affairs. She's also founder and executive director of the Philadelphia Ramadan and Eid Fund. Do I say Kareem Ramadan or Ramadan Kareem?
Ramadan Kareem is fine. Thank you.
Ramadan Kareem. Salima, thank you so much.
Thank you, Hadas. Thank you for having me.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.